listening to the Kirk Collins Show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kirk Collins Show. I have a special guest today where we're discussing Roommates Gone Wild with Faith. Hi, Faith.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. My air conditioning is broken, and I live in Florida, so it's not the coolest.
No. Are you safe from the hurricanes?
I am, relatively. Thankfully, it's going like right around the left side of us, but I have friends that live in Mississippi and Louisiana area, so.
Oh, well, our thoughts go out to everybody affected by the hurricanes. Sending love to all your friends.
No, thank you.
And cooling vibes to you.
Yes, thank you. I need them.
A nice fan. So, Faith, set up the situation. What happened? How did you have roommates gone wild?
I will try my best to tell the story in the most logical order, but it is all such a blur and it was so strange that things might sneak up on me that I remember. So bear with me. But the start of the whole situation is I did the Disney College program, and I was set up in the dorms with two roommates. We had three of us total. We all shared a room, and I had one roommate who was very, very nice. And then I had the other roommate whom we will be discussing. I have a nickname for this roommate. I call her Garby.
Garby.
The inspiration is, have you seen The Black Cauldron before?
No.
So it's an old Disney movie that has this little character that runs around, and it's basically like a little teddy bear, and its favorite thing in the world is munchings and crunchings. He loves to eat. And his name is Gurgi. And so she was a very, very dirty roommate, like not in like a normal dirty kind of way, in like a nasty, dirty way. So I nicknamed her Garby, which was inspired by her love for munchings and crunchings and garbage.
Oh, no.
So
did you share a room with her, or is this like
yes.
an apartment?
Oh, well, we shared a room. And I'm a relatively clean person.
Okay.
So I knew early on, I was like, this isn't going to go well, but it's fine.
No.
I will bear with it. It's okay. If she is nice, then I can deal with a little dirtiness. I can deal with that. The problem is she was not even that nice,
So
I called her Garby. And she lived upon what I called Garby Mountain, which was a mountain of trash that was always on our couch because she would never leave our couch. Every time I walked in, she was on that couch surrounded by blankets and trash. So I nicknamed it Garby Mountain. And I was like, that is her mountain, her throne. That is where she lives. It is her domain. My other roommate and I stayed clear of it because we didn't even want to sit on that couch after she had been on it. So that's where the problem started, is with that kind of stuff. There was a smell. She never actually put anything away that she quote-unquote unpacked. It just lived on the floor in the room. So there was the Garby Mountain upon which she lived, and then there was the smaller Garby Peaks that lived within our room.
Oh, no.
So it started with that, and then it led into some theft problems.
Oh, no.
So I would
Garby.
It started with just food. And I was like, you know, I'm the only one with a car. So like, I get it. It's annoying to have to get on a bus to go get food. And so my roommate and I told her up front, we were like, if you need food and you like need a ride, let me know. And like, I'll take you. We'll go get food for you. Or even if you just ask first, 90% of the time, I'll say yes.
Right.
Like, I'm not stingy about my food. If you just ask, I'll probably say yes. She did not ever ask, ever. It was always things would just go missing. I found when we finally cleaned the couch out after she left, we found like a bunch of like cans of soda that she had stolen from us hidden within the couch, which I now refer to as the Garby Mountain Caves.
Oh my God.
We found granola bar wrappers, like all kinds of stuff. So this was all like very small stuff leading up to some of the very, very weird stuff that started happening. So she, as far as the theft goes, she would steal like my hair accessories. She used my brush several times. I purchased very many brushes while I lived there. I let her use my Xbox to watch Netflix because I was the only one that had it. And every time I would receive that controller back, it was just coated in, I don't even know what. I would have to Lysol it every time I used it. It was bad. But we did our best to deal with it. We sat her down and we were like, hey, like, let's establish like a chore chart. Let's do this. Like, we tried to be so polite about it, and she was just not having it. So then I started noticing some weirder stuff, like, I don't even know what to hop to next. There were so many things. I guess,
I'm scared where we're going next. How much worse could she already be?
Oh no, it gets so much worse. That is the tip of the iceberg. So I noticed that she had a very strange relationship with her best friend. Okay. She confessed to me in our kitchen one day that she had feelings for him, and he is getting married. And I was like, oh, you know, that sucks. I hate that for you. But you know, I mean, life happens, and it's great that you're being supportive. Come to find out, she's paying for essentially their entire wedding. And what? I was like, okay, that seems odd. And at one point I'm on the phone with one of my friends on my laptop, and I hear her FaceTiming with her best friend on the couch and his fiance. And I'm like, okay, they're just discussing wedding details. It's fine. It's fine. But then they start yelling, and I like pull out a headphone because I'm like, what is going on? And they start getting like very heated with one another about, I'm not even really sure what. But she finally noticed that I was paying attention. So she goes outside onto our porch, and they get into a literal screaming match in which I hear Garby say to her best friend, I've had feelings for you. I've had feelings for you forever. While his fiance is on the line. So they get into a screaming match about that. And then things died down. I don't know what happened. It got really quiet for a minute. And then she just screams. Like bloody murder, like someone is being axe murdered on our porch screen.
Oh my God.
And people were concerned. Like our neighbors came over and were like, hey, is someone dying? Like what is happening? And I was like, I don't know what's going on, but she's fine. Just don't worry about it. So she at one point she like flew out for a week to go to the wedding. And I see one of the pictures, and in one of the pictures, she is wearing one of my sunflower headpieces.
Oh my God.
It's like, oh my God. Okay, it's fine. Whatever. I don't want it back. You can keep it. So there was that. And then there was a very strange relationship with her mom also, where she would FaceTime her mom all the time. And that's fine. I FaceTime, talk to my mom all the time. But she would like revert into like baby talk when she would talk to her mom. So I didn't know what was happening until one day I'm sitting in my bedroom and I thought she had the TV on. So I'm like, what is she watching? And I like open the door and it's just her talking to her mom on the phone in like 5-year-old baby voice. And I was like, I don't know what is happening. So here's where things get the worst. The worst possible that they could. She had frequent anxiety attacks and panic attacks, and that I got that. Like I've struggled a little bit with anxiety myself, so I tried to like help her through that kind of stuff, but it got to the point that she refused to accept any help from me or my roommate, and she was constantly crying every day, and she was saying things that made us very worried about her actual safety. And she would not talk to us about it, and she seemed like she was spiraling pretty bad. So my roommate and I decided it would be in her best interest and our best interest to go to the housing office and let them know, hey, here are some of the things that's been going on just like a regular roommate basis. And also here are some concerns we have, like safety wise, like we want to make sure she's okay. We sat down with them and we explained some of the things that I just told you in like a little bit more detail. And I think they thought we were making it up and that we just like wanted her gone because we didn't like her or something. And we were like, no, I don't think you understand. Like, we're not like, they were like, have you tried a roommate agreement? We were like, yes, we tried that. And they were like, have you tried just talking to her? And we're like, yes, we tried that. We've tried everything. We really tried. It's not working. So they were like, okay, here. And they gave us 2 slips of paper that excused us from work the next day to be there for a 9 a.m. roommate meeting. And we were like, do we need to tell her about this? And they were like, no, don't worry about it. We'll get in contact with her. And we were like, okay. So we go back to the apartment. We go to sleep. And we're like, okay, we don't need to tell her. Like they said, everything's handled. The next day, 8:00 in the morning, there is a knock on the door. A very violent knock. And I like jerk awake and I look over at Ray. Oh my goodness. I forgot to tell. Hold on. Before we get into this part of it. Like I said, I think they creep up on me because I just remember. Another part of the reason she earned the name Garby is because, referring to the munchings and crunching part, there was a moment she and my other roommate shared a bunk bed. So she was on the top bunk which I referred to as Garby Tower. And I had my own bed off to the side. This is actually a very important detail for the first of the last parts of it. So they share a bunk bed. My bed was across the room from them. And there was a night she went into the kitchen at probably like 3 a.m. and returned to Garby Tower with a family-sized bag of Doritos.
Oh,
and at 3 a.m., all I'm hearing is the munching and crunching of Doritos. And I was going to scream. So that happened, and that is important because we will come to it kind of now. Yes, I know. It was bad. So there is a very aggressive knock on the door, and I jerk awake, and I look over at my other roommate, and we both know what's going on. So we have large wide eyes because we're they said 9 a.m. It is 8 o'clock in the morning and we thought we had an hour to prepare. So I get up, I go to the door and I open the door and housing is there and they're like, hi, is Garby here? We need to talk to her. And I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. She doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't know anything. All she knows is security is now standing at the door asking for her. She's going to be so scared. I feel so bad. So I walk back in there and I'm like, hey, Garby. And she jerks awake and I'm like, I'm so sorry. Security's at the door. They need to talk to you. She doesn't say anything. She starts getting out of Garby Tower. And as I looked upon her descending from Garby Tower, I got what can only be described as a very, very clear view of the Garby full moon.
Oh, no.
Because she was wearing zero bottoms.
No.
Absolutely none. So I got a very clear view of everything. It was T-shirt city, and that was it.
Oh, my God.
So I just looked away very quickly and was like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. We're all females here. It's not like I haven't seen a butt before. It's fine. So she descends, and she starts to just walk into the living room. Like, just starts to go. And my other roommate grabs her by the shoulders, and she's like, hey, pants. And she literally jerks her shoulder away from her and just goes into the living room pantsless.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, oh, my God, she's greeting security at the door with no pants. This does not help the whole, case that we made for her about her mental well-being. Like, this does not help. This does not make it look any better. I guess she found pants in there because in the living room somewhere or something, because she goes with security and she's gone for, 30 minutes or so. And my other roommate's like, okay, I'm going to go take a shower. And I was like, please don't. No, please don't leave me alone. What if she comes back and I'm here by myself? And she was like, you'll be fine. And so she goes to take a shower and I'm sitting on the bed by myself. Like, oh my God, what are we going to do? What is going to happen? She comes back and she's wearing pants. And I'm like, okay, she got pants somehow. I don't know where those pants came from, but she's got them, by golly. And that's great. So she comes back in. She's holding the same piece of paper that we had for a roommate meeting. And she doesn't say anything. She comes in, she sets the paper on the counter or on our little bedside thing. She goes back outside and I'm like, okay. And then she comes back in and she goes, did you guys call security on me? And I went, I didn't know what to say. I was like, we were concerned about you
everything.
And everything that's happened, everything, just all of it. And she says nothing and walks back out of the room. And then walks back in the room and goes, you know, I appreciate the concern, but you didn't have to call and make a big deal about it. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know. I'm sorry. And she leaves again. And then my other roommate comes back out and I'm like, oh my God, thank God. And needless to say, the housing roommate meeting that we had led to absolutely nothing.
Oh no.
It led to nothing. They did nothing. Nothing happened.
How long had you guys lived together at this point?
By this point, probably 4-ish months.
Oh no.
Three or four months of this, of just craziness, of just the just wild stuff all the time that my roommate and I would stay up until 2 or 3 in the morning just talking about did she do this thing to you? She did this thing to me, and it was very strange. So the housing did nothing for a while. And in the time that housing did nothing for a while, I had one of my friends from back home come to visit. And he and I wanted to go to the parks, have a great time and stuff. And we decided I was going to stay with him at the hotel because I did not want to stay in my own apartment. And I looked at my other roommate and I was like, I'm so sorry. If you want to come hang out with us at the hotel, feel free. So we are at the park. We're in the Pandora area of Animal Kingdom. can I get a call from, actually, that happens next. First, before that happens, I went with my friend to my apartment to pick up like a shirt or something, like a t-shirt, because it was really hot that day or something. And I get into the apartment, and I always do a check. I always do a Garby check to see if she's home. I look upon the mountain. She is not there. I go into the room. I look upon the tower. She's not there. So I think she's gone. So I turn and I'm like, you know, coast is clear to my room, to my friend, because he knows all about her, because he was the one that was on the phone with me when she got into her screaming match.
Oh, so no.
He's very familiar with Garby, and he's like, oh, okay, cool. And so I come back into my room, and I look at my bed for a second, and I'm like, hold on. And I see a little tuft of black hair sticking out of my covers. And I can't believe what I'm looking at for a second. I'm like, hold on. No, she's not. So I put my hands on my hips, and I'm not a confrontational person at all. I avoid confrontation like the plague. But I'm standing there, and I just look, and I go, Garby? And she jerks awake. And if it were me, if I were caught in someone else's bed, if I were pulling a Goldilocks, so to say, I would immediately hop out of said bed when I was caught. Garby leaped up and just sat in my bed looking at me. Didn't say anything. She's just looking at me like deer in headlights. And I go, can you get out of my bed? And she very slowly gets out of the bed. And then she says probably the sneakiest thing that she could have said, which was, I thought you were at work. And I was like, oh, so this isn't the first time this has happened by any means. She's very familiar with my work schedule, which means I have absolutely no idea how much this bed has been slept in by someone that is not me, by someone who is very dirty that is not me. And I just went, nope, and passed her and went to my drawers, and I'm going through my drawers looking for the t-shirt, and I don't get a sorry. I don't get anything. I just get the, I thought you were at work, and that's all. And I was like, wow, okay. So I get my t-shirt, and we leave, because I'm so mad that I'm about to yell, we leave. And then we're halfway to the park, and I make us turn around, because I was like, you know what? If she's willing to sleep in my bed that sneakily for that long, I don't want my expensive things in the apartment anymore. So I went back to the apartment, packed up my Xbox and all my really nice stuff, and put it in my van. I was like, nope, nuh-uh, not risking it. So we go to the park. Here's where things kind of come to a head. We're at the park. We're in Animal Kingdom. We're enjoying lunch. And I get a call from my other roommate. And she's like, I answer. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And she goes, she's at security right now. And I was like, wait, what? And she was like, she's at security. She's at the security booth where the cars come in. She is screaming at them. And I was like, wait, what? What are you talking about? She goes, Garby is screaming at security. And I went, what is she saying? And she goes, nothing. She's not saying words. She's just screaming.
Oh,
and
no.
And I was like, oh, my God. Just keep me on the phone. And she was like, okay, I'll just keep you updated. And she's like, I'm at the bus stop. She's screaming. She's still screaming. She's not saying words. And then she goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Faith, police. The police are pulling up. Orlando police is pulling in right now. And I was like, what? And she's like, Orlando police is pulling in. And they are handcuffing her. She's in handcuffs. Yep. She's in handcuffs. They are putting her in the car. And they just drove away. So Orlando police had to be called in to put Garby in handcuffs and take her away. And we thought that we had no idea what was going on. We were like, all we know is that our third roommate just got taken away by the cops. I don't know what's going on. So what we ended up figuring out is that she didn't get arrested like we thought. They just came and calmed her down, I guess. And then Disney housing put her in a separate unit by herself. And by this point, they finally hit us up, and they were like, all right, we get it. We understand now. We're sorry. And I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. 4 months of that. Uh-huh.
Right.
So they put her in her own little unit, and we found out that she still had access to the apartment because we would come back and things would be missing. And I didn't want to stay in the apartment because I was like, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't be surprised if she stabbed me in my sleep.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised. So, y'all, I need you to change the locks because I'm not comfortable with the fact that she has access to the apartment still and has now a very large vendetta against the both of us.
Right.
So this is a safety issue at this point. So the only reason we know she's still coming back and forth between the apartment is because our food is still going missing.
Oh my God.
And like, there are things that are moving around and we're like, okay, so she's still coming and going. So finally, this wraps up our story. I'm at our apartment napping and I hear the door open I think it's my other roommate and I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine. And then she walks into the room and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I can't, but she's here. And I was like, I texted my roommate and I was like, she's in the room. I'm just going to pretend to be asleep. So I stayed under the covers and was like, I'm asleep. I've washed the cover several times by this point. And I just stay there. I'm like, it's fine. She'll go away. I hear her packing up some stuff and she goes into the living room and I thought I heard the front door close. So I'm like, okay, she's gone. And I sit up and she walks back in and I'm like, oh, okay. And we lock eyes and I'm just like, all right. And I like, don't say anything. And she doesn't say anything. And I just see her pack up some things, just a couple things, not nearly everything that she brought. And I see her carry it out and I hear the front door close for real. And I'm like, okay, it's done. It's over. Like Lord of the Rings style. It's over, Sam. Like it's done. It's fine. We've tossed the ring into Mordor. We can go home now. And so wow. I hear a knock on the door and I open the door and it's Disney Housing again. And Disney Housing is like, hey, is Garby here? And I went, no, she was just here. She just packed up her stuff and she left. And they were like, oh, okay. Then do you know whose this is? And they point to the side of the door and I peek out our front door and to the left of our front door is just a mountain of the stuff that she had quote unquote packed. And I was like, yep, that's her stuff. I guess she didn't take it. And they were like, okay, We'll send a cleaning crew to come clean her stuff. The cleaning crew did not come for about a week. She disappeared from my Facebook, vanished from my Facebook. Her account was deleted or deactivated. Her Instagram was deleted. She deleted me off Snapchat. She vanished off the face of the earth and I have not seen or heard of her since.
Wow. That is insane.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Sleeping in my bed was probably the cherry for me.
Right? Because you're like, what's going to happen? Is this crazy? Yeah,
I kind of got it because like my bed was by far the most comfortable of the three because I brought like, I had just come from college. So I brought basically everything I owned with me to this apartment. So I had like a really nice gel mattress topper and like my nice comforter and like all that stuff. Garby came in with... She had sheets and a comforter and stuff, but she never put it on the mattress.
Oh my God.
So she slept on just a bare mattress with like a sheet and an un-pillowcased pillow the entire time that we were there. And I was like, girl, you know, these are basically dorm beds, right? Like right. You have no idea what's happened on that mattress. You
might like, have put something on here?
It. Exactly. And then I thought about like, it made me think about like seeing, you know, the Garby full moon come down the tower. I was like, how many other people have slept like, you know, butt naked on that exact mattress that you were sleeping on? So, wow. Like, I understood the temptation, but also don't sleep in my bed.
No, at all. Ever.
Yeah, it was quite an adventure, and at least we got a story out of it.
Right, you got a story, you survived something
I did.
Wild.
It was traumatic. It was crazy. There's other stuff, but, like, it would take me hours to get into all the details. There was so much of it. Like, those are the highlights. I gave you the highlight reel.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you survived and made it through. Are you going to be having... Do you still have roommates?
I do. I have two of them, and they're lovely. Thank God.
Oh, they're good.
Like... They're wonderful. I like... We had another roommate come in after this roommate, after Garby made her leave. And she came in, and we told her the stories of what happened. And we were like, listen. We sat her down at the table, and I was like, this woman and I, we've been to war. And nothing you can do... is gonna one up what our other roommate did. So don't feel stressed. Literally all we ask is you keep it clean. You can do like F all else and we won't care. You want to throw parties? I don't care. Nothing could be worse than what we've experienced. So go ham as long as you're clean and don't sleep in my bed. And she was like, what? And I was like, don't sleep in my bed. That's not a joke. So every roommate since has been an angel in comparison.
Yeah. Well, that is good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Wow, that is so crazy. Thank you so much for telling us this wild story.
Thank you for letting me share.
I'm so glad you came out the other side.
Yes, I'm alive. I'm a better person for it, I think.
After that, I mean, like living through, yeah, just a wild, wild, like tiptoeing around your house. Like you just don't know what's going to happen every day.
That was a very, very, that's an accurate description. We literally felt like we were walking on eggshells half the time because we would do something that like, for some reason, she would take offense to, and she would just start crying. And we're like, oh, I have no idea what I just did, but she's crying now.
Right.
So like, it was...
No way to live.
No, never
so
again.
So if you're listening out there, be a good roommate. If you're a roommate to somebody, please be kind. Clean up after yourself and don't sleep in other people's bed. And don't steal either.
The moral of the story for me mostly is don't Goldilocks someone.
Don't Goldilocks.
If it's not your bed, you probably shouldn't be in it.
Leave my porridge alone. Well, thank you, Faith. Faith, where can we find you?
You can find me. I have my Instagram handle is Alas Poor Faith, I Knew Her.
Alas Poor Faith, I Knew Her.
Mm-hmm. And then my Twitter handle is just Alas Poor Faith.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Story, and take care. Get that AC.
I'm working on it. All right. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.